ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, ראש חודש טוב מבורך, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולילנו בעזר השם התברכנו פרשת תרומה, and today is the first day of חודש אדר, אחים נטל עצמם שנכנס אדר, מרבים בשמחה, and the משנה teaches us also that באחד באדר משמעין על השקלים, the already עם ישראל, we start collecting the שקלים, and the גמרא tells us, the מדרשים all over, that הקדוש ברוך הוא is asking from עם ישראל to collect our שקלים, Why? Because we want our shekalim to overpower the shekalim that Haman is giving to Ahashverosh. The Pasuk said, "Ba'aseret alafim kikar kesef, ishkol al yedei osim melacha lehavi et genzei melech." He just give him the ring to do whatever he wants to do with Am Israel. And he paid him top dollars. The Midrash tells us, we'll see later on, Be'ezrat Hashem, that Haman, he took all the money that he had and he gave it to Ahashverosh, or rather, he wanted to give it to Ahashverosh, only for one purpose, to kill Am Israel, Hasu Shalom. That was you could tell clearly that it was from Amalek. There is no question about it. So that's what he wanted to do. Until at the end, the Midrashim tell us that the Pasuk said, Ahashverosh told Haman, HaKesef natun lach, ve'am la'asot bo kato b'aynecha. And the Gemara tells us in Masechet Megillah that really Ahashverosh, he hates Am Israel more than Haman. But Ahashverosh was scared to start up with Am Israel because he saw what happened to Nebuchadnezzar, he saw what happened to Paro, he saw what happened. Everyone who came against Am Israel, Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed them. He doesn't want to start up with Am Israel, and he was waiting for someone to come to tell him, give him permission to kill them. And he told him, I'm offering you 10,000 kikar kesef. Keep the money, keep the change. Just I'm looking for such a guy. Whatever it is, but we'll get to it, Be'ezrat Hashem. But we'll start, we have to say a little bit about the parasha, also Be'ezrat Hashem. And obviously the parasha, like the name of the parasha, Parashat Teruma, it's talking about the Teruma, the donation that Am Israel, they gave towards building the Mishkan. Like the Pasuk starts off here, the Be'er el B'nei Israel ve'ikhu li Teruma. Me'et kol ish asher debenu lebo tukhu et Terumati. וזאת התרומה שתקחו מאיתם, זהב, הכסף, ונחושת וכו' וכו'. 13 items are listed over here. And Rashi tells us, if you pay attention carefully, you'll see that all the 13 items that are listed here, all of them are needed either to build the Mishkan or for Bigdei Kehuna. That means they're not collecting now things that they don't need. We're collecting only things that we need for the Mishkan. Therefore, Pasu said, please give me terumah, ויקחו לי terumah. Let's see what the Hakim tells us. Rashi also point out here, he said, if you pay attention also to the Pasuk, it says three times the word Teruma. Vikhu li Teruma, meit ashet tekhu terumati, vizot teruma ashet tekhu meitam. So three times it says Teruma. Why three times? Rashi says, amru rabotenu, shalosh terumot amurot kan. אחת terumat beka ala gulgolet, שנעשו מהם האדנים, כמו שמפורש באלה פקודה. Pasuk said, over there by Parashat Pekudeh, והיא מעט ככר כסף לצקת את אדני הקודש ואת אדני הפרוכת, וכולי, they made the adanim from it. That was the donation. Each one has to donate toward the adanim of the Mishkan. That's תרומה number one. תרומה number two, אחת תרומת המזבח, בקע לגולגולת לקופות, לקנות מהן קורבנות ציבור. Also, each one has to give מחצית השקל. For what? We needed money to bring korbanot. Who's going to pay for the korbanot? The Torah says we don't want anyone to give more than the other because we don't want anyone to think that he has more kapara in the korban more than his friend. He said, no, all men are created equal. That's here the Torah is teaching us over here. Everyone, exactly the same thing. That's Teruma number two. תרומה number 3, Rashi says, ואחת תרומת המשכן נדבת כל אחד ואחד. Said the third תרומה, that's each one that he wants to donate for the משכן, whatever he want to bring, all the items that we need here for the משכן, whoever wants to bring, he could bring. We're not obligating anyone to donate. If you want to donate toward building the משכן, said he could do it. I saw here Baal HaTorim, he brings down here, He says, ויקחו לי תרומה, בעל תורים says, ויקחו לי תרומה, What kind of teruma we're talking about over here? Baal Torim writes here, "Asuli makom mikdash, ehad mihamishim shebihar habayit." Kimo teruma, shehu ehad mihamishim. What is it? He said, "We all know that teruma. What's the shi'or of teruma? Shi'or of teruma, like the way you pronounce it, tremea. Teruma, tremea, 2%. That's the shi'or of teruma, but that's average." 2% at the average, Ayn Benonit, the Gemara, the Mishnah teaches us. Ayn Benonit, that's 2%. That means in the Mishnah's language, 1 out of 50. And Ayn Yafa is 1 out of 40. 1 out of 40, it means it's giving 2.5%. And Ayn Ra'a, Ehad Mishishim. That's Ehad Mishim, that's Ayn Ra'a. And all these, the Baal HaTorim, he brings the Remazim for all of them. He said, Veikhu Li Teruma, said, what's the Gematria of Li? Li is 40. That's li, that's ayn yafa, that's the best. And by the way, Rashi told us li lishmi, that lishem shemayim, is doing it. The perfect teruma is 1 out of 40. That's 2.5%. That's why kholi. And he says, me'et kol ish asher deben lebo kol, what's the gematria of kol? 50. That's average, ayn, 1 out of 50. That's an average teruma. And now, those that they have ayn ra'a, they're looking for kombinot here and there, looking for loopholes. He said, we'll make me'et kol. Now we take Rashi Tibot, the mem from here, the chaf from there, they're looking for loopholes. Mem and chaf is 60. 1 out of 60. That's here what Baal HaTorim tells us over here. That's the idea. But now here he tells us Baal HaTorim before. He says the Torah is asking from us to donate from Har HaBayit. What's the shi'or of Har HaBayit? That he tells us here, the Mishnah Masechet Medot tells us, Har HaBayit is takama, 500 amot by 500 amot. Now, if you want to take teruma from all that area, how much teruma is going to be? He tells us here, Baal HaTorim, he said, 100 amot by 50 amot, that's exactly 1 out of 50 from the 500 amot by 500 amot. That means if you take the rectangle, 50 by 100 amot, you could fit 50 of these rectangles in the 500 amot by 500 amot. Mm-hmm. That's the shi'ur. He said, you do the math and you'll get it. So that's the shi'ur. And that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu is asking from us. He's asking from us to build the Mishkan. What's the shi'ur of the Mishkan? The Pasuk says clearly, Orech ha'chatzer mi'a ba'amma, v'rochav 50 by 50. Said 100 by 50. 100 by 50, that's the shi'ur, exactly, teruma from all Har HaBayit. Please, I gave you Har HaBayit, separate teruma from Har HaBayit, and make it Beit HaMikdash. 50 by 100, that's a Mishkan that they built here. That's what the Baal HaTorim tells us here. I saw furthermore the Hatam Sofer. He says here in the Hatam Sofer, in Kuftet Zayin Amud Beit, Ayin Baal HaTorim shekatab shem Mishkan haya ha-teruma ehad mi-50 mi-Har HaBayit, Ayin Sham. Okay, what we just explained. Ve'yoter nira li, said he could explain furthermore, ki kodshei kodashim shehaya 10 al 10 ole betishboret mea amma, ze haya ha-teruma, ehad mi-50 mi-hatzer kulo, shehaya 100 al 50, sheole 50 pi'amim 100, ve'ave mamash teruma. What is he saying? He's saying step further now. Baal HaTorim tells us, Har HaBayit 500 amot by 500 amot, take 100 by 50. I said, within the 100 by 50, take also another teruma from it. Another teruma. Now, the 100 amot by 50 amot, what's a square area? You get 100 by 50, that's 5,000 square amot. 5,000 square amot, that's the whole area. Now, if you want to take 1 out of 50 from that area, what's the shi'ur? He said, 10 by 10. 10 by 10. That's 100 amot, that's 100 square amot, I mean. And you could fit 50 of these 10 by 10 in the area of 100 by 50. That means, what's a 10 by 10? It's Kodesh HaKodeshim. Kodesh HaKodeshim itself, what was the measurement of Kodesh HaKodeshim? 10 by 10. So that's, the Kodesh HaKodeshim is also teruma from the whole Mishkan. That means the Mishkan itself is teruma from Har HaBayit. And Kodesh Kodashim is also teruma from the Mishkan itself. He said, this pirush fits better. Why? Because the Pasuk said, Veikhu li teruma. Take teruma for me. What's teruma for me? Kodesh Kodashim, that's the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where he concentrates his Shekhinah. He speaks from Kodesh Kodashim. All the other, the Baikha and the Azara, או לכהנים דכת גו אני תם דיוואן, דכת גו עבדר. בת קודש הקודשים, no one has permission to go inside, only כהן גדול ביום הכיפורים. That's the place כביכול, הקדוש ברוך הוא, that's קודש הקודשים. קודש הקודשים, 10 by 10, which is terumah from the whole משכן. That's what he says here. And later on he tells us, he goes a step further also. He said, what's the shi'or of the Aron itself? Aron HaKodesh, within Kodesh HaKodeshim now. You have 10 by 10. What's the shi'or of Aron HaKodesh itself? The Pasuk says, it tells us that V'asu Aron Aseh Shtim, Amma Taim V'Hetzi Orko, V'Amma V'Hetzi Rohbo, V'Amma V'Hetzi Kumato. He brings down over here, he said, the Gemara Masichet Yuma tells us, how come you see by all the measurements of the Aron, they're all Amma Taim V'Hetzi, Amma V'Hetzi, Amma V'Hetzi. Everything has a half. What does this have? The Gemara Masechet Yoma teaches us, since that the Aron represents Talmidei Chachamim, Talmid Chacham, he has to feel that he's only half. He shouldn't have Gavart, I know, and I'm complete, and I know more than anyone else. He said, no, if you show like this, that's not, you have to have Anava. Therefore, all the Middot of the Mishkan, of the Aron, they're all half. Two and a half, one and a half, one and a half. You need the half. So he tells us here, he brings that now, he combines everything together here. He says, here in Kuf Yud Zayin, Nachatam Sofer, ויקחו לי תרומה, בעל התורים כתב, חסר המשכן היה תרומה אחד משישים מהר הבית. ואיתה עוד, לי תרומה, לי בגמטריה 40. כי תרומה יפה, זה אחד מ-40. He says, I told you before, that בעל התורים, he also brings the remez, that what is שיעור of תרומה? Ayn Benonit, 1 out of 50. Ayn Ra'a, 1 out of 60. Ayn Yafa, 1 out of 40. So how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he came, he said, Bekhu li terumah. What li means, Rashi tells us, li l'shmi, the best of the best. And what did Baal Turim say? That's the Mishkan itself. So how come the Mishkan was only 1 out of 50? It was supposed to be 1 out of 40. That's Ayn Yafa. Mm-hmm. Are we separating terumah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Ayn Yafa? We're not separating by Ayn Yafa, we're separating by Ayn Benonit here. Why it's not Ayn Yafa? It's supposed to be Ayn Yafa, 1 out of 40. He said, וזה סותר לחשבונו של בעל התורים, שהוא תרומה אחד מ-50 מהר הבית. It's supposed to be 1 out of 40, not 1 out of 50. You need the שיעור was supposed to be a little bit bigger, to make it 1 out of 40, not 1 out of 50. ועוד אמרו חזל, הארון הקודש, כל המוטף שיבורים, המאתיים וחצי, אמה וחצי, אמה וחצי. To teach us, I just told you, כי תלמיד חכם צריך שיהיה לבו נשבר. הוא מקשים, הרי יש שולחן שרומז על מלכות, ואפילו האחי, יש בו אמה וחצי. So the שולחן, which represents the מלכות, the kingdom, and also the שיעור of the שולחן, what the שיעור of the שולחן, אמה וחצי. So how come it says Hetzi over there? The king also has to have Anava? Adraba. Zerok marab at-talmidim. Nehog desiut kha baramim. Zerok marab at-talmidim. The king, he is not allowed to be muhil al-kibudu. He has to be that he is the king. It's mechubad. Everyone has to respect him. He cannot be mitnahig ba'anava. Ve'yish lomar. So it's l'chaora. What's the proof the Gemara bringing? Because the Torah tells us the shi'orim of the Aaron, they're all everything has a half to teach us Mudat Hanava. That's not true, because the same thing you have by the Shulhan, and over there we don't see that the king has to have Hanava. So what's going on here? V'yesh lomar, she'aron ha-kodesh hu teruma ehad mi-arba'im kodesh ha-kodeshim, she'u eser al eser. Said the kodesh ha-kodeshim itself, he told us before, he said that was teruma benunit of the whole Mishkan itself. What's the shi'ur of Kodesh HaKodeshim? 10 amot by 10 amot. Now if you want to take Ayn Yafa out of this 10 amot by 10 amot, what do you get? They said, "Trumato ehad mi-arba'im odei ammatayim v'chitzi kemdat Aron HaKodesh." Said the shi'ur of 1 out of 40 from Kodesh HaKodeshim, said Kodesh HaKodeshim, how many? 10 by 10, that means 100 square amot. 100 square amot exactly. We need 2.5. We need 2.5 square amot we need. So that's exactly amma taim v'chitzi by amma. Amma taim v'chitzi by amma. What's the area over there? 2.5 amot by 1 amma. That's exactly 2.5. Two and a half times 1, 2.5. That's teruma of 1 out of 40 from Kodesh HaKodeshim. But the problem is the Aron is not 2.5 by 1. It's 2.5 by 1.5. So he said, that's why, בחצי, איפה זה? ותרומתו, אחד מ-40 עולה 250 כמדת ארון הקודש. אך, הווה סגי 250 על אמה. If that was the idea behind ארון הקודש, to separate תרומה 1 out of 40 from קודש הקודשים, it was enough that the ארון should be 2.5 by 1. Why is it 2.5 by 1.5? Therefore, the Gemara is teaching us the Pasuk, he added another half to teach Medat Anava. That's the half that he says here. ויוסיף חצי אמה להורות על שבירת ודחות לב בענבה. שתלמיד חכם. That's what he tells us here. So bottom line, what we see from here, from the Hatam Sofer, said, really we have three different types of terumot. We have first of all, harabayit, 500 amot, 500 amot. Terumah of harabayit, that's the Mishkan. Terumah of the Mishkan, that's Kodesh Kodashim. Terumah of Kodesh Kodashim, which is 1 out of 40, the best of the terumah, that was the Aron HaKodesh. So you have three different types of terumot. That's what the Pasuk is telling us here. We call it terumah. We call it terumati. Zot terumah shet akum etam. Pasuk is referring about all these three different types of kedushot to teach us these three different types of terumot that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is asking from us. We all know the famous Gemara here in Masechet Hullin. It's a long story in the Gemara, I will make it short. The Gemara tells us here in Hullin Daf Zayin, Amud Aleph, and Amud Bet, that once Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, he went to do Bidyon Shibuyim, and he split that river, and whatever, it was a long story over there. Until the end, the Gemara said, after he split that river and he is going for Bidyon Shibuyim, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he went out and he saw him. He was passing by his house, so he went to greet him. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi went to greet whom? Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. And he told him something. Shama'a Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he heard that Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair is passing by him. He went outside. Nafak le'ape. He went outside. Amar le ritzoncha si'od etzli. So he asked him, can I invite the Hacham? You, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, could you please come join us, have a meal by us? Would give us a big honor if he come eating by us. Would you come to us? Amar lo hin. He told him, yes, I will come. But, he told him, yes, I will come, but now I'm busy. On the way back, I'll come. The Gemara said, even at the end, something happened. He didn't end up going to him. But he agreed. He told him, yes, I'll come to you. Tzahabu panafshi Rabbi. Rabbi, he was so happy to hear that Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair is willing to eat by him. Why so much? So Rashi tells us here, Resoncha si'od esli. He told him, yes. Tzahabu panafshi Rabbi, Rashi says, Samach mepenei shelo haya Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair ragil lehanot mshel acherim. Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, he never accepted any invitation. Now that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he invited him to his house, and he accepted the invitation, he was so happy, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Then who realized this? Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, he saw that Rabbi, you could tell on Rabbi's face that he was so happy. So you saw him that he was so happy. As Amar lo, kemdume ata shemudar hana'am Yisrael ani. He told him, it looks like I could tell from the face, from your face, that you're happy so much that I accepted the invitation. It looks like you understood that I don't want to benefit from none of Am Yisrael except you. Said, no, Hasba Shalom. Am Israel Kulam Kedoshim. I would love to go to every one of Am Israel, but I have my own reasoning. What's the reason? He told them, Israel Kedoshim him. They're all holy. Yesh Shirotze Ve'en Lo. There are those who they want to invite me, but they don't have the means, they don't have the money. And if I'm going to accept their invitation, I'm going to go to their house, I'm just going to put the burden on them. They're going to save from throughout the whole week. For what? So when I come to them, they're going to give me meat, and they're going to make me nice seudah. And haram, I feel bad for them. They're saving penny after penny after penny, then to spend all the money for me. I don't want to pressure them. I don't want to be burdened on them. Therefore, there are those of Am Israel that they really want to invite me, but they don't have money. I don't want to be burdened on them. Ve'yesh sheyesh lo ve'eno rotze. There are those who they have the money, but they really deep in their heart they do not want to invite me. But at the end, they do invite me. But it's not nice. The guy is doing barbecue. And Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair is passing by. And he sees him on the street. How is he going to have the face not to tell Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Hakam Tfadal, eat with us? And automatically, he's going to be embarrassed not to invite him. So he said, such a person, I know deep in his heart, he doesn't care about him. He doesn't want to invite me. The only reason he's inviting me, because he is getting embarrassed for me. So if that's the case, وختيب قال تلحام تلحم رع عين بقال تتأفل ما تعمو تاف. Yeah, so that the pasuk tells us here, he said what? That قال تلحام تلحم رع عين. Such a person, he has عين رع, he doesn't really, he doesn't want to invite me. The only reason he's inviting me, because he got embarrassed for me. So I don't want to go to him. So that's the reason why normally I don't come, I don't accept any invitation. There are those they want to invite me, but they don't have money. I don't want to pressure them. Those that they have the money, they don't want to invite me. I don't want to eat by them. But you, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, I know that you are very wealthy. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was very wealthy. The Gemara tells us many, many places. And I know that you really want me to come to you. So this, therefore I told you, yes, I'm willing to come to you. That's why he told him here, but he told him, now I'm busy with Mizbat Bidyon Chibuyim. On the way back, I'll come to you. And at the end, he didn't end up going to him. The long story in the Gemara. The problem is, comes to Tosafot over here, they ask a question, said, I understand those who really want to invite Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, but they don't have money. So that means they're going to save from throughout the whole week to put nice Sa'udah in front of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. So those people, they are called Kiddushim, they are holy. They're all tzaddikim. Therefore, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, he said, Israel Kiddushim him. So Tosafot said, I understand on this group of people, they are called Kiddushim. But why the other group of people that they do have the money and they do not want to invite me, they're also called Kiddushim? He said, Israel Kiddushim him. All Israel are Kiddushim. But there are those who want to invite me and don't have money. Those who don't want to invite me, they have the money. But all of them are Kiddushim. Why the other group are called Kiddushim? What happened? Tosafot ask here, ויש שיש לו ואינו רוצה. Tosafot said, ואפילו אחי יקראו קדושים. They still called Kiddushim. Why? שמזמן את חברו לאכול אצלו מפני הבושת. He said, it's all, that's enough. You're inviting your friend to eat by you because you're embarrassed from him. You also earned the title to be called Kadosh. That's what it says here in the Tosafot tells us here. So that's here the Anyan, and I saw here the Ben Yehoyada in this Gemara. He says, the Chaura, we all know that the title of Kadosh, usually Hakim, they use the title of Kadosh if someone was Nizhar from Arayot. Anyone who's Nizhar from Arayot, he earns the title to be called Kadosh. What's the Kedushah here have to do with inviting people? Is there any connection? So he tells us here the Ben Yehoyada, Israel Kiddushim him, Ayin Pirush Rashi. Veyesh lomar, Shekoach shel Kiddushim, Hu mitzad arva. Kmo sheamru Hazal, Kol makom sheta mosik gader arva, Ta mosik kiddusha. What's the connection? Uma sheyachut lazeh hacha be'anyan orchim. Ve'nirad b'siatat Shmaya, he says here, Kevanato lomar, Al tachshub she'ani nimna' lebelti yitareach etzel ba'al habayit, Pene shechoshesh ani pen tabo ishto shel ba'al habayit, ותדבר עמי. או שתלך לפניי ואבוא לידי הרהור חס ושלום. זה אינו, כי ישראל קדושים הם. ויש להם צניעות גדולה לנשים שהוא גדר ערבה. וברור לי שלא תתראה לפניי, וכל שכן שלא תדבר עמי. That's what he says here. He said, the עניין of קדושה, that don't think, רבי פנחס בן יאיר was telling רבי יהודה הנשיא, don't think that the reason why I don't go to עם ישראל, because I'm scared, maybe the Baal Abayit's wife is going to come serve me the food, and probably she's going to come in front of me not dressed up properly, then I'm going to have bad harurim, hasb shalom. So I said, that's not the reason. No. Don't ever think like this. Why? Because Israel, kiddushim him. They're all holy. Kol kevudavet melech benima, the nashim of Am Israel. Kulach yafa ra'ayati, umum ein bach. They're all tzaddikim, they're all holy. Benot Israel, each benot Israel, they cover their hair also, not with the wig. They covered their hair, you know, the covering. Hakim bring remez, he said, Kulach yafar a'ati, mum in bach. What's a mum? What's the gematria of mum? Mum is 86. What's the gematria of pa? Pa is also 86. So the Kulach yafar a'ati, mum in bach. Said, pa in bach. So that's what, just a remez they bring them. Anyways, so that's here what the Ben Ish-Hai tells us here. So that's the anyan. He says here that Israel Kedoshim him. Therefore, it fits to call them Kedoshim, even by the topic of inviting guests. That's where the Ben Shai tells us here. So we saw from this Gemara Dawat that really Am Israel, there are those of Am Israel that they want to do tzedakah, they want to invite Rabbi Pinchas ben Ayyeh, but they don't have the means, he doesn't want to burden them. There are those who don't care about him, but they feel embarrassed, they want to invite him. We see a same idea, it applies here so also by the Mishkan, by us. Those who donated toward the Mishkan, not everyone donated toward the Mishkan with full heart. You see here, for example, they have the Midrash Rabbah. He tells us here in Parashat Vayigash, Parashat Tzaddik Dalet, Siman Dalet, the Pasuk said, Vayisa Israel v'chol asher lo v'yabu be'ir ha-shaba'. Leichan alach? The Midrash is asking, what did Yaakov Abinu went to do in Be'er Sheba? What's the Pasuk referring? What's the Pasuk talking about over here? That they told him that Yosef is still alive. He has to go now to see his son in Eretz Mitzrayim. What happened all of a sudden? He went to Be'er Sheba. What he has to do in Be'er Sheba? Leichan alach? What do you want to do there? So the Midrash answers, Amar Rab Nachman shehalach lakutz arazim shenata Abraham zekino Be'er Sheba. Abraham Abinu, he planted atze shittim, and he went to cut them off, Yaakov Abinu, before he went down to Mitzrayim. For what? Heich madiat amir, ויטע אשל באר שבע. אברהם אבינו, he planted אשל, he planted all kind of trees, and the פסוק הוא כתיב, ובריח התיכון בתוך הקרשים. אמר רבי לוי, ובריח התיכון שניים ושלושים אמות היו בו. מאיכן מצאו אותו לשעה? Where did they find the בריח התיכון all of a sudden in the מדבר? בריח התיכון was 32 אמות long. Where did they find it? אלא מלמד שהיו מוצנעים עמהם ממות יעקב אבינו. הדא עוד כתיב, וכל אשר נמצא אותו עשה שתים, לכל מלאכת העבודה הביאו. כל אשר נמצא אותו, anyone who had with him עשה שתים, he brought it. With all of a sudden they brought עשה שתים in the מדבר. All the משכן, בתקרשים תעשה, עשה שתים עומדים, עשר אמות אורך הקרש. Where they bring all עשה שתים in the מדבר? They are the עצקנים they bring down. He said, no, עם ישראל, one of the places that they camped, Am Israel, Pasuk said, Ve'yishev Israel b'shittim. What's Shittim? He said, why the place is called Shittim? Because they had a lot of Aseh Shittim. So from there, they cut all the wood and they built the Mishkan. From the place called Aseh Shittim. But here the Midrash is saying, no. Yaakov Abinu, before he came down to Mitzrayim, he carried with him Aseh Shittim to Mitzrayim. And that's what the Pasuk said, V'chol asher nimtza ato Aseh Shittim. Any person who they found with him Aseh Shittim. What does it mean? It doesn't say that any Asher Yimatzei Ato in Ketib Kan, Ela Asher Nimtza Ato. It's already with him. Let's see what the Midrash is telling us. And furthermore, we have the Midrash Tanhuma. Midrash Tanhuma tells us in Parashat Terumah, in this week's Parashah, in Siman Tet, the Midrash asks, ומיכן היו הקרשים, תבלת המשכן, where they get the קרשים, יעקב אבינו נטע אותם בשעה שירד למצרים. Slightly different Midrash here. So when they came down to Mitzrayim, יעקב, he planted them in the Mitzrayim, ואמר לבניו, בני, עתידים אתם להיגאל מכאן, ועתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא לומר לכם שאתם נגלים שתעשו לו את המשכן. Therefore, עמדו ונטעו ארזים מעכשיו. שבשעה שיאמר לכם לעשות לו את המשכן, שיהיו הארזים מתוקנים לכם. מיד עמדו ונטעו ועשו כן. That's here what the Midrash is telling us. Yaakov, when he told them, you're going to be redeemed from Mitzrayim, Hashem is going to ask you to build the משכן, you're going to need a lot of food. From now, start the plan from now, plant all these trees, because you're going to need them eventually when you're going to leave Mitzrayim. And ולא עוד אלא שאותם ארזים, said they were so happy, the tree itself, they were happy, והיו אומרים שירה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא. The trees, they were singing to הקדוש ברוך הוא. איך שירה היו אומרים, what kind of שירה they were singing? שנאמר, אז ירננו עצי היער מלפני אדוני. את עצי היער, the trees are singing and praising הקדוש ברוך הוא. What kind of trees? They planted them from the beginning. They knew, יעקב, and he told them, you're going to need these trees to build the משכן. And therefore the Midrash continues here. ואימתי כשאני אעשה מהם המשכן, כשאמר לו קדוש ברוך הוא למשה על המשכן, אמר לו ועשית את הקרשים למשכן עשה שתים עומדים. ועשית את הקרשים. The קרשים. ועשית קרשים למשכן לא נאמר, אלא ועשית את הקרשים. אותם שיתקין להם יעקב אביהם. That's what I hear them. They're telling us here that was all old, very old plan from the times of Yaakov Abinu. And Drash Rabbah says here, back from the times of Abraham Abinu. It was old plan. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted Am Israel to prepare for the Mishkan. Abraham Abinu prepared, or according to the Midrash, Yaakov Abinu prepared everything. But everyone was waiting. Asher Nimtzato. Now, however, with all of this, you see here that the Midrash, he tells us in this week's Parashah, Midrash Rabbah, it says here in the Midrash, Parashah Lamed Gimel Siman Hayet, Amar bi Tabiyumi, בשעה שהגיע זמנו של יעקב אבינו לפטר מן העולם, קרא לבניו, סימלר מדרש, אמר להם, היו יודעים שהקדוש ברוך הוא עתיד לומר לבניכם לעשות משכן. לכן יהיו כל צורכיהם מוכנים בידכם. שנאמר, והיה אלוהים עמכם, וכי תעלה על דעתך כשהיה יעקב אבינו חי, לא היה הקדוש ברוך הוא עמהם. והיה אלוהים עמכם, וישיב אתכם לדרס אבותכם. Then השם is going to be with you. Now it's not with them. אלא, כך אמר להם, עתיד הוא לומר לכם, ועשו לי מקדש, ואני יורד ומשרה שכינתי בתוכו. שנאמר, ועשו לי מקדש, שכנתי בתוכם. I'm gonna dwell inside that משכן. ויש מהם שהתקינו את עצמן לדברים, ויש מהם ששכחו. There are those of Israel, יעקב בנו, he told them, he warned them, before you leave Israel, make sure to take all the woods. Some of them, they had full בטחון לקדוש ברוך הוא, they took all the woods, for what? You're going, Hashem is going to ask you to build a Mishkan. That was a big ma'alaf b'tahon that Am Yisrael they had. Similarly, Hakim tell us, the Nashim, all the ladies, when they left Mitzrayim, the Pasuk said, after Kriat Yamsuf, v'attakah marayam al-Nibiya, ahot Aaron, etetuf b'yada. V'attasena kol Nashim ahariya b'tupim u'mholot. Where all of a sudden, after Kriat Yamsuf, they found tupim u'mholot in Kriat Yamsuf. What's going on? Where they find them all of a sudden? The son of Kol Nashim Ahareha Betubim Mecholot. Where they get them from? Hakim tell us that was the Betachon that Benot Israel they had. Bezchut Nashim Skaniot Negalu Avotenu Mitzrayim. They had full Betachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do a miracle for them. And eventually they're going to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They prepared, they took it with them from Mitzrayim. Person is leaving Mitzrayim, he doesn't know. They told Parao, we're coming back after 3 days. And really Parao, he was running after them. He ran after them after 3 days. And Am Yisrael, they took Tupim Meholot. They are full B'tachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here also what the Midrash is telling us. Am Yisrael, they took the woods. They're carrying big Kerashim. Eser Amot Orech HaKaresh. How many? 48 Kerashim of those they have to carry. And Beriyah HaTichon B'toch Kerashim, 32 Amot long. Where did they get all this? They carried all this from Mitzrayim. Is this the time you have to carry? You're carrying all the wood from Mitzrayim. What's going on over here? They know that for B'tachon, Yaakov Abinu told them, Hashem is going to dwell among you in the Midbar. He's going to ask you to build the Mishkan. You have to have these woods ready. But the Midrash says, Yesh mehen sheyatkinu ta'asman ledibarim, Yesh mehen sheshachu. וכשבא משה ועשו המשכן, יש מהם שיביאו מעצמן, ויש מהם שלא יביאו, אלא מה שהיה מונח בידו. כן? And that pasuk, the Midrash continues here. שנאמר, וכל אשר נמצא אותו תכלת וארגמן. וכל אשר נמצא אותו עשה שתים הביאו. All the תרומות doesn't say אשר נמצא אותו. They brought all kind of תכלת וארגמן תולעת שני. But when it comes to these things, these items, said אשר נמצא אותו. Why? Because the פרשים said, תכלת וארגמן, it wasn't one of the clothes that they borrowed from the Mitzrayim. And it wasn't gold, it wasn't silver. Why in the world would they take it with them from Mitzrayim? They know they had B'tachon. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised us it's going to be. But yesh mehem, forgot about it. They said, that's not enough that now we're leaving. We're not going to take anything with us. So you see also that by Am Israel, not everyone who donated for the Mishkan, he donated because he had full B'tachon. Kadosh Baruch Hu is donating Hashem Shemayim. Some of them donated, why? Because they got embarrassed. Everyone knows him as a very rich guy. And everyone else is donating. He's not going to donate. How is he going to look like in the eyes of others? So therefore, some of them also they used to give. But really, that tzedakah wasn't coming from all their heart. It's needless to say that any tzedakah that it's not coming from the person's heart, there's no room for such a tzedakah to build with it the best of the best kelim in Beit HaMikdash. And the Mishkan here, the collecting toward the Mishkan, if someone's donating something which is not 100% Shem Shamayim, they're not going to build the Aron from it. Probably they're going to leave it for something else, they're going to build the Hasera Mishkan or something else. They have to take, the Torah said, Me'et kol ish asher debeno bo tekhot terumati. Whether that person is donating Ayn Yafa, Ayn Benunit, Ayn Ra'a, the Torah said, you have to be mezakeh everyone else. Everyone who wants to donate, you have to be mezakeh. But not everyone's terumah could go to the best of the best. The best of the best of the places, Makom Kodesh of Kodeshim. Therefore, they had the famous story he brings down here in Pardes Yosef, not in this week's parasha, Parashat Vayakel. He brings down an Ot Kafhe. Said, Ra'iti ma'ase ba'et she Gaon Rabbi Chaim Zal Yesed Yeshivat Volozhin, Rabbi Chaim Volozhin. He was building his yeshiva, and he was sending shlichim to collect money to build the yeshiva. And he knew that every year there's a guy, a rich guy, who lives in the village. Every time that the messenger of the Shariah of Rav Chaim Volozhin, he used to come to him, he used to donate, you know, the nice amount, he gave him a large amount, toward the yeshiva. He was happy to donate for the yeshiva. Until one day, the Shariah, he told Rav Chaim Volozhin, he told him, Hakam, every time I have to go to collect from Ashirim from here and there, every time I have to hire someone, Aglon, I have to rent a car, I have to find the person, I have to find the taxi, and it's just taking a lot of time. Maybe it's a good idea that maybe you should get me a nice wagon, get me a wagon, and I don't need to ask people, come take me. I have to wait for the driver, not to wait for him. He's available, he's not available. I have my own wagon. I have my own driver, and we go. This way we could get to more Ashirim, and we could collect more money to Yeshiva. And if we don't need any more money, I could come back to learn Yeshiva. It's a good idea, to, you know. That's what he asked Rabbi Chaim Volozhin. Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, he told him, you make sense. We're going to buy you a wagon. He bought him a wagon, and he bought him nice clothes. Why? Because really, when the Gemara tells us, Manesh el Adam mechabedute. Usually, when the people, they look at the person, they see him dressed up, you know, with the suit, with the tie, he looks respected man. So they know that they're talking to someone who's hashub. They donate, they're not going to give him 25 cents. Give him a large amount. So, but if he's dressed up, you know, a regular person, he said, oh, here's 25 cents. So that's how the people are. That's what the Gemara also tells us. It said, the Gemara Masechet Shabbat says, how can the Talmidei Chachamim in Babel, they are Mitzuyanim? What Mitzuyanim? Rashi tells us, Mitzuyanim, they're all dressed up, nice clothing, dressed up like you know, Anashim Mechubadim. Why they are like this? The Gemara says, you know why? Because Pnei She'enam B'nei Torah. They are not B'nai Torah. They are not real Talmidei Chachamim. And how are they going to respect them? The real Talmid Chacham, everyone knows him as Talmid Chacham. So they're going to respect him because of the Chokhmah that he has. But since that, the Chachamim Babel, they're not Talmidei Chachamim that much. Therefore, how are they going to respect them? They used to dress up like gentlemen. And they used to respect them because of their clothing. That's what the Gemara says over there. Comes the Ben Ishchai, he was from Babel. He said, come on, we have to speak, we have to explain the Gemara now. He said, what do you mean? Talmidei Chachamim in Babel, Enam Talmidei Chachamim? What do you mean? She'enam B'nei Torah. He said, I don't understand. The Gemara just called them, Penema Talmidei Chachamim Shebe Babel Mitzuyanim. You're calling them Talmidei Chachamim, and you're telling me they're not B'nei Torah? If they're not B'nei Torah, how come the Gemara just called them Talmidei Chachamim? I said, no. We understood the Gemara totally off, the Ben Ishchai says. The Gemara said, Ben Ishchai explains the Gemara, how can Talmidei Chachamim Shebe Babel Mitzuyanim, why they have to dress up? Pnei She'enam B'nei Torah, not the Talmidei Chachamim. The people who live in Babel, they're not B'nei Torah, and they're not going to give the proper respect to Talmidei Chachamim in Babel. Therefore, the Chachamim in Babel, they have to dress up like gentlemen, so the people, Amei Arasot, should not בי נכשל שודדת תו עבירה by embarrassing תלמידי חכמים. Because really they're not looking for the כבוד תלמידי חכמים. They are real תלמידי חכמים in Babel. And the people, they have to respect them for their Torah. But since that the people around them, they're עמי הארצות, how are they going to respect them? Therefore they have to dress up like a gentleman. That's what the Ben Shai explains. But whatever it is, we come back to our story here. So Reb Chaim Volozhin, he bought a wagon and nice clothing for his shaliach, and he sent him to collect. Now this way he could collect more, he could go to more ashirim and faster. And next time when that shaliach, he came to the guy in the village, he saw, all the time he used to come to him, dressed up as a regular person. He hired someone, to bring him there. Now he came with the wagon, dressed up like a gentleman, whatever. He came to speak to him and said, yeah, every year you donate for the yeshiva, give us the check now. Told him, not even a penny I'm giving you. I said, what do you mean? Not even a penny. Anything wrong? What happened? Did we do anything wrong to you? We didn't respect you properly? What happened? He's not opening up to him. I'm not donating not even a penny. Hazit Shariah didn't know what to do. He came back to Reb Chaim Volozhin. Reb Chaim Volozhin, he says, this guy every year used to donate a large amount. What happened now? Told him, I don't know. We went to him. We tried to convince him. Not even a penny. I don't know what happened to him. Maybe Yarad min Nechasav, he doesn't have money. He said, no, we saw him, Baruch Hashem, it's a wealthy. But he doesn't want to give. So Reb Chaim Volozhin, he decided himself to go to him. So he went to him, and he asked him, what happened? He told him, Chacham, what am I going to tell you? All the times I thought I'm giving my money, where my money is going? To Talmidei Chachamim sitting down learning. I thought my money is going for the Talmidei Chachamim that they should eat. I should have in Torah. They have something to eat. They have to take care of their parnasa. They can sit down al Torah al Abuda. But now that I see my money is wasted on the wagon, wasted on the horses, wasted on the food to feed the horses, is that where my money going? I don't want to donate. That's what he told him. Then Reb Chaim Volozhin told him, no. He told him, you know, by Bezalel, who was in charge of building the Mishkan, Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur leMatei Yehuda. He was the one, he was in charge of the Mishkan. Re'u kara Adonai b'shem b'tzalel ben Uri ben Hur l'matei Yehuda. V'amele l'tu ruach Elohim b'chokma b'tuna v'da'at chul melecha l'chshob m'chashabot. He said, what this l'chshob m'chashabot means? Shu yani l'chshob m'chashabot? He told him here, Reb Chaim, he told him l'chshob m'chashabot, he had to have, b'tzalel, he had to have special chokma to understand from all those who are donating for the Mishkan, if they are really donating Lashem Shemaim, or they are donating because they are embarrassed from their neighbor, or they are donating because they want to have a public relation, or what the reason behind it. He was Chacham. The Gemara said, Yodea haya Bezalel, Saref otiyot, Shebein Ibrahu Shemaim Va'aretz. That's the Gemara Brachot tells us. He was big Chacham. So he was the one said, Lachshob Mahashabot. Each person, depending on the Mahshaba of that person, how is he donating the money? That's where Bezalel put that money. If the person is donating the money 100% to Shem Shemaim, then Bezalel is going to take his money, build the Aron with it. Someone's donating less, build the Krashim, build the Azara, build something else with it. All depending. So he told him, Reb Chaim, he told that guy in the village, he told him, if your Mahshaba, you want your money to go for Talmidei Chachamim, you're donating to Shem Shemaim, I guarantee you that your money is going only for Talmidei Chachamim. It's not going not for the horse, not for the food, not for the wagon. Don't worry. That was the chokmah that Bezalel he used to have, that every person who was donating, he has to figure out how is he donating. Shem Shemaim, not Shem Shemaim. Depending on this, that where he put the money. And we all know that the Mishkan that we built, that Am Yisrael built in the Midbar, and same thing by the old Batei Mekdashot that Am Yisrael built, the first Batei Mekdash, second Batei Mekdash, it wasn't only for Am Yisrael, the Mishkan was for Umot HaOlam as well. Like you see, and especially for Umot HaOlam, you see in Pasuk, very strange, the Pasuk tells us in Sefer Melachim, when Shlomo Melech, he built the first Batei Mekdash, he has long prayer over here in Merachim Aleph Perak Hayat, long prayer that Shlomo Melech, it was a famous prayer that Shlomo Melech he prayed when he built Beit HaMikdash. And part of that prayer, he adds here, he says very simple. It's V'gam el hanukhri asher lo mi'amicha Yisrael hu, uba me'eres rechoka lema'an shemicha, כי ישמעון את שמך הגדול ואת ידיך החזקה וזרועך נטויה, הוא בא והתפלל אל הבית הזה, אתה תשמע השמיים מכון שפתיך, ועשית ככל אשר יקרא אליך הנוכרי. למען ידעון כל עמי הארץ את שמך. להיראה אותך כעמך ישראל, ולדעת כשמך נקרא על הבית הזה אשר בניתי. שלמה המלך, clear out prayer, he prayed to הקדוש ברוך הוא, and even for a goy who's coming from far away to pray in בית המקדש, because he heard a lot about הקדוש ברוך הוא, he heard about your ריבונו של עולם, he came all the way to pray in בית המקדש, please, I'm asking, ריבונו של עולם, you should also listen to that goy's prayer and answer him whatever he's asking for. Give him whatever he's asking for. And whatever he's asking you for, the goy, listen to him, Rabbanu Shel Olam, please, and answer his prayer. And Rashi tells us here, Rashi said he has a problem. For Am Israel, the Pasuk, he says, وَنَتَتَى لَאِشْ كِخُلْ دِرَخَبْ, that if a Jew is praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk says, Shlomo Melech himself, said he answer the Jew based on his deeds, based on his actions. If he deserves it, give it to him. If he doesn't deserve it, don't give it to him. Don't listen to him. But for the goy, whatever he's asking you for, give it to him. Even if he doesn't deserve it. Said, what, the goyim better than the Jews? Hasb Shalom. So Rashi said, وَبِيسْرَائِلُ הוא אומר, פסוק למתת, וְנַתְתָה לְאִישׁ כְּכֹל דִרָכָיו. Why? Why is it? And for the goy, ככל אשר יקרא אליך הנוכרי. Whatever he's asking for, you give him. Rashi says, לפי שישראל מכיר בקדוש ברוך הוא, ויודע שיכולת בידו, ואם אין תפילתו נשמעת, תולה את הדבר בעצמו ובחטאו. אבל נוכרי קורא תגר, ואומר, בית ששמו הולך לסוף העולם, נתייגעתי לכמה דרכים, ובאתי והתפללתי בו, ולא מסעתי בו ממש. אז כשם שאין ממש בעבודה זרה, חס ושלום. לפי כך, ככל שיקרא עליך הנוכרי, answer him. אבל ישראל, אם אתה רואה שהוא משחית בממונו את חברו, אל תתן לו. Beautiful here, Rashi is telling us, said, Am Israel, that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said, if a person is going to come and is in Beit HaMikdash to pray to Hashem, Hashem is not going to answer him, what the Jew is going to say? Probably, I don't deserve it. I did the Avirot, I don't deserve it, therefore Hashem did not answer me. But the Goyim, they don't know. So I came all the way to pray over here after I heard about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I came and prayed, nothing? He didn't answer me? Why did I fast all the way until to come here? Same thing, just like Avodah Zarah, it's going to be Halul Hashem. Therefore, Shlomo Melech said, no, the goy, you have to answer him even more than the Jew. That's basically what Rashi was telling us, basically from the Midrash Rabbah. The Midrash Rabbah says in Parashat Bamidbar, Parashah Aleph, Siman Gimal, And Rashi brings, basically, that's what Rashi said, tells us. וגם הנוכרי אשר לא מעמך ישראל, הוא כתיב, ועשית ככל אשר יקרא לך הנוכרי. אבל כשהוא בא אצל ישראל, מה כתיב? ונתן לאיש ככל דרכיו אשר תדעת לבבו. אם היה ראוי, היה נותן לו. ואם לאו, לא היה נותן לו. So you see, that's basically what Rashi told us. The Jew, if he is doing good thing with the money, give it to him. If not, don't give it to him, because it's not going to be, Chas v'Shalom, Korei Teger against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. ולא תאמר בית המקדש, the Midrash continues here, don't say that only בית המקדש, it was built for the benefit of אומות העולם, אלא לולי ישראל, לא היה המטר יורד, ולא הייתה השמש זורחת. שבזכותן הקדוש ברוך הוא מרוויח בעולמו ומרוויח בעולמו. ולעולם הבא, אומות העולם רואים את ישראל, היאך הקדוש ברוך הוא עמהם, והן באים לדבק להם. שנאמר בימים ההם אשר יחזיקו 10 אנשים מכל לשונות הגויים ויחזיקו בכנף יהודי אחד. So he said, not only for בית המקדש, when the goyim used to come to בית המקדש and used to pray, Hashem used to answer their prayer, the goyim, they all know that for עם ישראל themselves, In the zechut of Am Israel, they know it very well that all the bracha they're getting bezechut Am Israel. Because if it wasn't zechut of Am Israel, Hashem would never, the sun would never rise, and the rain would never come down. Only in the zechut of Am Israel. Therefore, the mota olam they know that all the bracha that they're getting, all the bracha is coming from where? Coming from Am Israel. But I saw also furthermore the Midrash Tanhuma. Darshat HaChamah says something also mind-boggling here. Says it, the Darshat HaChamah, Parashat B'chukotai, Siman Be'et, דבר אחר, אם בחוקותיי תלכו ונתיג שמיכם בעתם, ואם לא תשמעו ונתיג שמיכם כברזל. If you can listen, בגרעין, if not, there's no rain. וכן הוא אומר, על כן עליכם קלעו שמיים מטל וארץ קלעה יבולה. Because of עם ישראל, if עם ישראל they're not behaving, there's no rain, והארץ לא תנת יבולה. שבשביל עוונותיכם, אף אומות העולם לא קים. Also, umot ha'olam, because of the avonot of Am Israel, they're also getting, they're also suffering. Amar Yoshua ben Levi, illu hayu yod'im umot ha'olam, shebishbil avonot Israel hem lokim, hayu ma'amidim lahem shene aster toyuin, whatever, lekol ehad ve'ehad mi Israel, kedei sheishmeru ta Torah v'shelo yichtayu. Said, if the goyim would have known that all the klala that's coming to the world only because the Am Yisrael they're sinning, they're doing Abirot, if they would have known this, then Umot HaOlam, they would bring two soldiers to every Jew to make sure he's not doing Abirot. Why? Because they know if the Jew is going to do Abirot, the whole world is going to punish, is going to be punished. Therefore, they would send messengers to make sure no one's doing Abirot. Similarly, also the Gemara tells us that the same idea. If Umot HaOlam, they know that Am Israel, if the Umot HaOlam they know that Beit HaMikdash, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Beit HaMikdash, and in the Zikut of Beit HaMikdash didn't get in the Bracha, if they would have known this, they would have built walls around Beit HaMikdash to make sure no one comes to destroy it. But Habal, Umot HaOlam, they did not know what they did. And they caused damage not only for them, they cause damage for us and for the whole world. They cause damage. If they would have known, that's basically what the Gemara, the Masechet Sukkah tells us. Sukkah Daf Nun Hei Amud Bet. Oyel ha'im le'mot ha'olam she'ibdu ve'enam yodim ma'ibdu. They destroy Beit HaMikdash, and they know what they lost from destroying Beit HaMikdash. Forget about what we lost. They know what they lost. The Gemara says over there, said shekol zman Beit HaMikdash haya kayam, Am Yisrael bring korbanot, korbanot mechaperim on the whole world. You see, by Hag Sukkot, to bring 70 parim, not for only for Am Yisrael, for Shebaim Umot HaOlam, pray for all of them. And now they destroy Beit HaMikdash. They lost all this kapara. And that because Masha Beit HaMikdash Haya Kayam, Am Yisrael used to bring korbanot, to bring kapara to the world. Now there's no Beit HaMikdash, mi mechaper alehem, who's going to be mechaper on Umot HaOlam? Therefore, Umot HaOlam, they destroy Beit HaMikdash, but they didn't know what they're doing. They're causing damage to themselves. That's what we just read from the Midrash. If Umot HaOlam would have known that all the bracha is coming because of the Jew, and klala is coming because of the Jew is not keeping the mazbot, would put two soldiers and every Jew to make sure not to do any abirot. That's what it is. A few places, that's what Hakim tell us. That's the idea that Umot HaOlam, the Beit HaMikdash was also for Umot HaOlam. But that's only Beit HaMikdash. That's outside Beit HaMikdash, but Kodesh HaKodashim, obviously, that's only for Am Yisrael. Kodesh HaKodashim and Dahichal, Makum Kadosh, that's only comes from Am Yisrael. Like we said, even if someone who wants to donate, as we said before, if a goy wants to donate something, there's a question if he could take a donation from the goy or not. So there are questions in the halakha and the poskim, what the person should do. But whatever it is, that Kodesh HaKodashim, that was only for Am Yisrael. Therefore, Bezalel, when he was collecting all the money for building the Mishkan, he had to know exactly each person, why is he donating toward the Mishkan? Is he donating the Shem Shemaim? Or he had his own idea. his interest in donating. Therefore, every person has to check him out, Bezalel, to make sure that he's donating Shem Shemayim. Because Kodesh HaKodashim, as I said that basically what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol concentrate the Shekhinah from Kodesh HaKodashim. Like you see here, the Midrash Rabbah, the Midrash Rabbah tells us here, the Parashah Lamedalet, Parashat Terumah, Parashah Lamedalet, Siman Alef, Dabar Acher Shaddai Lo Metzanuhu Sagi Kawah. So we didn't see Kibyakol HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is acting with us with all his power. We didn't see him that he's איזה, כביכול איזה גיבור, וואי. Not, חס ושלום, it is not גיבור, חס ושלום. השם גיבור מלחמה. But for us, if he's gonna act with full power, we can't do anything. Here, זה מזה שהפיו פירושים in the midrash. דבר אחר, שבשעה שאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה, עשה לי משכן, התחיל מטמיע ואומר, כבודו של הקדוש ברוך הוא מלא עליונים ותחתונים. You're asking from us, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Hashem, you're asking from us to build you Mishkan, so you should concentrate your Shekhinah inside that Mishkan. So the Meloch Ol Haaretz, the Shamayim Ve'aretz Ani Maleh. How could we build the Mishkan for you? It's impossible. ועוד, היה מסתכל וראה ששלמה עומד ובונה בית המקדש, שהוא גדול מן המשכן. ואמר לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, כי האומנם ישב אלוהים על הארץ, כן, ומה בית המקדש שהוא יותר וכו' וכו', המדרש תזהיר, אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, לא כשם שאתה סבור, כך אני סבור. Not like what you're thinking, השם, לא מצאנו סגי כוח, וואי, אלא 20 קרש בצפון, 20 בדרום, 8 במערב, and that's it, that's the whole משכן. And I'm going to concentrate my שכינה within that small area. 100 אורך העשר, 100 באדמה ורוחב ה-50 ב-50. אני מגן כאן סתורים השכינה בדר. ולא עוד אלא, שירד ועצמצם שכינתי בתוך המעלמה. Where? ונועתי עליך ודברתי אליך מעל שני קרובים, בין שני קרובים אשר על ארון העדות. So I'm going to concentrate my שכינה from where? From on top of the ארון הקודש. That's where I'm going to concentrate my שכינה. So that place obviously it has to be holy. Therefore, the Pasuk said, "Vikhu li teruma." What's mean? Vikhu li teruma. Teruma, you have to give. Teruma has to come. L'shem Shemayim. Rashi tells us, "Li, li has to be l'shmi." That's when a person donates teruma l'shmi. With such teruma, he could build the Mishkan, he could build Beit Hamikdash, he could build Kodesh Kodashim. Yeah, but any other teruma that is coming, you know, with a person with different interest, said, "I understand that Gemara calls them Israel Kedoshim him, even though he's donating for other reason, he's still called Kadosh, but." That money cannot be used toward Kodesh HaKodashim. Kodesh HaKodashim has to come from pure money. Vikhu li teruma. We said they have three different types of terumot that are mentioned over here. But the terumot that they're coming from all their heart, such a teruma, you can build the Arona Kodesh with it. Different teruma, you build the Shulhan. Different teruma, you build the Krashim, and so on and so forth. That's how is it. And with this, we said that we start in the beginning that what's his name? Haman. He's also. He took all the money, and he wanted, what he wanted to do with all the money? He gave it to Ahasuerus. He told him, "Makesef natun lach, ve'am la'asot bo katov b'enecha." He told him, you just want to get rid of Am Israel. So that's here we have the Midrash Rabba. It was here in Parasha Lamed Gimel, Siman He. The Midrash says here, "Amar b'Yoshia, ma'asa oto rasha'a, hosi kol kesef v'zahab she'haya lo v'natan la'Ahasuerus." All the bank account, all the savings that Haman had, he collected all of it. He was willing to give it to Ahasuerus for one purpose. Only giving permission to destroy the Jews, Hasbi Shalom. That was the Sana. That was the real Amalek. Amar lo kodesh baruch hu hayecha, nibhar mekesef umizahab hain tob. Nibhar hana shel Esther, shenemar tehi Esther nuset hain, from all your kesef izahab. Amar lo kodesh baruch hu, ata mocheret sheli beshali. You're selling mine with mine. What does mean? He says here, "Shnei mar kili b'nei Israel abadim." Am Israel, they are mine, and the money that you're giving to Ahasuerus, who owns all the money? The pasuk said, "Li kesef, li zahab." Everything belongs to me. You want to give my money to get my people? So how could he do this? He said. So even though Haman he took 10,000 kesef, large amount. Large amount of money he was giving for the what? To destroy Am Israel. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Megillah also that Haman, after he saw what's going on, you know, with Mordechai, he took all the money when Ahasuerus told him he doesn't want to take the money. Kesef natun lach. What he did Haman with the money? He went and he was giving it away for aniyim. He wants to do mitzvat tzedakah. Why he wants to do Mizvat Tzedakah? Because he wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make him succeed in his Gezerah. Take a look how Rasha. He's giving Tzedakah so he should succeed in his Gezerah. Mm-hmm. That was the Haman HaRasha'i was doing. So obviously that money didn't come from his heart. Chas v'shalom, what is his heart? He wants to do Abirot with it. So it's such a tzedakah, where is he? Where is Am Yisrael? פסוק זה ויקחו לי תרומה, הוא יסד באחד באדר משמעין על השקלים, נתנים שקלנו, בפור שקלב אוף המן, הקדוש ברוך הוא סגן נשיא, שקלב של המן, where is he donating the money for? For what purpose? To destroy עם ישראל. And if there's no עם ישראל, אם לא בריתי, חכות שם ואז תזמתי. If it wasn't the עם ישראל that are around, that they're learning the Torah, there is no קיום for the whole world. That's what is he doing with the money. What we are doing with the money, עם ישראל, what we do with the money? We're building Mishkan. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Vikhu li teruma." Said, "Li teruma meit kolish shet deben zot kachu terumati." Here in the beginning, he said, "Vikhu meit kolish shet deben lebo," and the pasuk said, "Deber bnei Israel." Bnei Israel, they are the ones. They know when they give the tzedakah, they give it for the right purpose. They do it with the right mitzvot, right things. They do with the tzedakah. This is called tzedakah. But whatever the goyim they give, said that's called hatat. All what the game they give is called hatat, it's not considered. Therefore, here the Pasuk tells us, holy teruma. That's the teruma that we give to do good things. The Kadosh Baruch said, this is called teruma Hashem Shemaim. When a person gives that tzedakah, Hashem is going to reward him 1,000 times more. Bet Hashem, Kadosh Baruch should help us. We should all be zoche be'ezer Hashem to do the right thing or the money be'ezer Hashem. Zoche be'ezer Hashem b'mishiknas adam, or be'im b'simcha. You should see all the simachot, amen b'amen. הרבה חננה מנקשה אומר, עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל לפיך. הרבה נהיית, אז בוא שנאמר, אדוני חפש למען צדקו.